This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now is she wanted to become an antique dealer, but it's just like that. It's just like that Godfather Part Three, I guess, where they're saying, just when I thought that I was out, they pull me back in. That is her story, and she's sticking to it. Joining me now is. She is an attorney at law. She is a gun rights advocate. Her name is Paloma Capanna. How are you, young lady?
Doing well, Bill, and you?
I'm coping. I'm just sitting here coping. I'm always coping. Coping.
Coping is good.
I think so. I'm very interested in what you sent me, because Paloma sends me this text about access to justice. And I saw where a judge was looking at some of these charges that are being levied, say, against some of these oath keepers, sort of going, this is sort of vague, isn't it? So I was very interested to see what's going on there, or, you know, tell me about access to justice.
Access to justice as a topic and as a buzz phrase really means who's got attorneys. It's a question of if you don't have the money, or if you do have an attorney, but the attorney is on a limited budget, or you do have an attorney, and maybe they're not even on a limited budget, but they have no idea what they're doing because it's not their subject area. You know, maybe it's a friend of the family who's going to do a favor. I think that we in the Second Amendment community really have to start asking ourselves, what does it mean to be represented in cases where the Second Amendment touches our lives and we find ourselves, intentionally or not, on either the criminal or the civil side of the issue? I have myself already pleaded it out once in federal court. We can talk about that case, super interesting case of Donna McKay. But it's really coming home to me as I watch now the fourth defendant charged as being an oath keeper, a man named Jason Dolan, 20 years a Marine in service of this country. And yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I dialed in and I listened to the court proceedings where he took a plea deal, the same as our 19-year-old Caleb Berry, who I've talked about previously on the show. And these plea deals essentially amount to a life sentence. This is a man who walked up the steps of the Capitol, stood on the landing, felt so much patriotic pride swell up within himself that he sang the national anthem. He enters the Capitol. He's in the building for less than 10 minutes. Destroys no property, hurts no person, carries no firearm. And yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, he took a plea deal to accept two federal felony charges that may carry 5 years in federal prison and fines of up to $250,000 when he gets sentenced in December. And we really have to ask ourselves, is this justice? And we in the Second Amendment community have to start asking ourselves, what would justice look like? What would justice look like? Mr. Dolan is a veteran who would qualify for assigned counsel. I thought we might want to touch on the fact that assigned counsel is not necessarily a negative thing.
Right, right.
Especially in federal court. You know, these are the attorneys who really are boots on the ground every day. Okay, they know their way to every judge's courtroom. The judges know them. They know the procedural side of it. So while perhaps they may not be an attorney who is on a crusade to defend the Second Amendment, you know, in terms of coverage, this is what they do every day.
Right.
He was unemployed for the 18 months going into January 6th because he had one hip replaced and is waiting for the other hip to be replaced. Only
right.
44 years old, 20 years of service to this country.
Right.
Did he collapse because of lack of financial resources to pay his attorneys? I don't know. You know, the DOJ, if they're listening, are going to be phoning in and screaming at your staff bill, well, you know, Paloma needs to tell people just who his attorney was. Okay, so one of his attorneys previously represented President Trump. I'm not suggesting he had an attorney who's never been in a courtroom before. But the question I keep asking you, Bill, and you and I left this off on a previous day, is, but what does it mean to defend the Second Amendment? You know, when you have these rare litigants with a fact pattern that will allow you to ask constitutional law questions, how can we support them? How can we represent them? How can we keep them, if at all possible, within
right.
the litigation system so that we can actually have the court in a position to issue rulings? So if the audience is ready for a drill down, here's the other reason why Jason Dolan's plea deal yesterday at 4 o'clock had me just pacing in my room. Right now, pending in front of Judge Maeda, are motions to dismiss the very two charges to which Jason Dolan pled guilty yesterday afternoon. It is entirely possible that in just a couple weeks' time, Judge Maeda will actually say, by the way, USDOJ, y'all have been feeding us a line of, The charge that you keep calling obstruction of Congress does not exist. You cannot charge someone with a crime that does not exist. That's not what the statute says. You don't get to make up the interpretation. Dismiss. Right? So the most serious charges that most of these 20 defendants are facing, these high-level 20-year potential incarceration statutes, are actually facing dismissal. And having listened to the oral arguments and having read the papers preceding the oral arguments of September 8th, so just recently, I've been in court enough times. There is a viable chance this judge may dismiss these charges.
Right.
How do we help someone like Jason Dolan to hang in there?
I don't know. We're going to explore that when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. I just want you to know that should it ever come to need for me to have legal counsel, I'll be calling you. I'm pretty sure Paloma will be like, Bill, I got this. Don't worry about it. Listen, can I get you a firehouse sub while I get you spring in and all this other stuff? That's why I'm going to her, because she... Underneath that very quiet, measured demeanor, I suspect, lurks a legal power that the likes of which I haven't run into just yet. I've met many a legal person that can be quite scholarly, but sometimes you don't need a scholar, do you? So you hang. Are you still in the upstate of New York?
I just came back from actually 3.5 weeks worth of a book tour, including right up in the North Country to the border of Canada. And at the moment, I'm looking out at the ocean here in North Carolina.
Keep your gaze right there. We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law, the topic is access to justice. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law, talking about some miscarriage. Is it proper to call this a miscarriage of justice? Can we say it again?
And the reason I say that's a tough one, because you don't know what a person's individual circumstances are that contributed, if you will, to the decision that this is the day I have to agree to this plea deal today. That I can't speak to. But I can say from my 25-plus years doing litigation that for anyone who has not had exposure to the legal system, it is incredibly stressful to become part of it. It doesn't matter if it's a divorce or, like Donna McKay, you are trying to go into federal court to create a brand new interpretation of a statute where there has never been a previous case.
Right.
The stress is simply equal. So I would say that in terms of my approach to my practice, a good amount of the time it was client education, to really help my clients understand not only what was going on, what are the legal statutes, here's photocopies, here's worksheets, here's articles, you know, but also how do you fit into the context of the bigger picture? You know, Donna McKay and I worked together very intensely and with media interviews and so forth, and she had a sense of the moment. So we were together on a mission. You know, we two girls, if you will, going into the courtroom saying, Judge, the state of New York has submitted an erroneous record to the FBI into the NICS system that has caused Donna McKay to have her Second Amendment rights interrupted. She cannot be going to an FFL and purchasing a firearm, right? You've got to have your client really understand what's happening. My sense is that defense counsel in these cases is facing an enormous and uncharted territory simply to keep their head above water. I mean, imagine, if you will, that the Department of Justice has hundreds of attorneys, thousands of support staff, and for the January 6th cases, they have literally hired two outside private consulting firms that are helping them to manage all of the electronics associated with January 6th materials. So more than 2,000 hours of body cam footage from inside the Capitol. Just the body cam footage alone, more than 2,000 hours. And one of the things that was discussed today in Judge Maida's courtroom by the attorneys is, what is that going to mean? We're entitled to exculpatory material. Does that mean we're entitled to access all 2,000 hours so that we ourselves can go through it to see the minute that our client, one of them, for example, Jessica Watkins, she's claimed that she took instruction from officers inside the Capitol, and that she sought to provide assistance to other persons inside the Capitol who may have needed medical attention. Okay, so does her attorney, Michelle Peterson, fabulous job so far, federal public defender, how do you do it? And that's without going into the 16-page affidavit submitted a couple of days ago by USDOJ to Judge Maida saying, here's an update on the status of discovery. They are into terabytes. We are talking about cases where the Department of Justice is literally sending individual defense counsel offices hard drives, not even just like a little jump. This is not like a little gorilla jump, you know, that you get at Staples. They're sending them hard drives with partial discovery responses because the videos and the audios and the downloads of all the different social media accounts are so huge. So do you say, yes, I'm going to fight this to the end? I mean, the government does have the burden of proof. Or do you say there's no realistic way for an attorney who is a solo practitioner or a small office, as Judge Maida was actually commenting on this morning, funnily enough, the same point I've made in my book. So I was like, oh, good, did he read it? You know, I'm like cheering. I'm like, yay, here's a judge who understands what it's like to be the little guy, you know, going up against the government. Or do we really reach a point where we ourselves in the Second Amendment community have to grow up a bit and say, all right, it's time to pony up. We absolutely have to have an organization with a model that is not unlike what was done in the Deep South in the 50s, 60s, and 70s on capital death penalty cases, where the organization would dispatch an attorney to literally sit second chair and be mentoring and teaching and guiding attorneys who were local counsel because the issues were life and death. I mean, when I look at a Jason Dolan and I look at Caleb Berry and I look at the plea agreements that they have signed, the rest of their life has changed. Their two plea agreements in particular contain that dreaded paragraph 9, right, which has that language about working as a covert operative of the United States government, whatever that's going to turn out to mean, with no expiration date. It is that serious.
I got a question for you about that. Simply because I've heard you mention that more than once. And yeah. I don't want you to answer it right now.
Okay.
So are they stating that it's illegal to be a covert agent of the United States? Are they stating that that's a mitigating circumstance? What are they stating with this? And don't answer it. Don't answer it. We're coming up on the break.
Sorry.
You don't have time to answer it.
Cliffhanger. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. I have the sound effect, and I'll use that
cue
next
the
time.
Music.
Yeah, we'll cue the music when we get back. Paloma runs a antique shop in Beaufort, North Carolina, called Dunton Antiques. Is that right?
Downton. Like Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew it was something along those lines. If you're in the Beaufort area, you should go check her out. Go see her side gig. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden speaking at the White House to push his economic agenda.
We're at an inflection point in this country. One of those moments where the decisions we're about to make can change, literally change the trajectory of our nation for years and possibly decades to come.
Biden saying the heart of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. He did not specify, though, what these companies and corporations' fair share would be. Gas prices are jumping as the nation heads toward the weekend. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular is $3.19.1 a gallon. That's up 8 cents over Wednesday's average and is the highest price in more than a month. This is USA Radio News. Utah police are releasing body camera footage following an argument between a missing Florida woman and her fiancé. Footage showing Florida couple Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie after police say they were seen having an argument and hitting each other in Moab City during their cross-country road trip. Gabby Petito's stepfather, James Schmidt, is in Wyoming looking for any traces of Gabby.
This is where they were going to be. And this is the place that we felt that we needed to be once we realized that that was one of the last couple of text messages my wife received.
Aboard a flight returning from his Slovakian trip Wednesday, Pope Francis urged bishops and priests to be pastoral rather than political when dealing with pro-abortion politicians who present themselves for Holy Communion. The Pope adding that the Catholic Church must remain firmly opposed to abortion because it ends a human life that deserves respect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Campana, asked her a question about the covert agent of the U.S. sort of thing. Why is that? Why is that? Is that good? Is that bad? What is it?
Horrible. In sum and substance, as we lawyers like to say, the paragraph 9 on the longer plea deal is about the expected cooperation going forward. So, in other words, that Caleb Berry and now Jason Dolan would be available to take government-administered polygraph exams, provide sworn written statements, participate in covert law enforcement activities, turn over or notify law enforcement of any and all evidence of crimes about which they become aware, ongoing financial asset disclosure, and all of this would happen with a waiver of counsel being present. So, you know, I talk about this, and we're framing this as a Second Amendment question relative to access to justice and representation by attorneys, but you've got to understand that what is going on here is the huge question, the million-dollar question, the 900-pound elephant in the room, and that is, how does the Second Amendment fit in with all of the other rights in the Bill of Rights and the 14th Amendment? And we have to get this right. It may well be that the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791, and it's 2021, but I have news for y'all. We are now, at this minute in history, defining how the Second Amendment is going to play in the sandbox with all of the other rights. The right to trial, the right to counsel, the right to present evidence, the right to review evidence, the right to cross-examine witnesses, the right to be silent, the right to the jury instruction, that no inference can be taken by your silence if you choose not to testify. I mean, Judge Maeda literally yesterday afternoon ticked them off one at a time, and it was like listening to AC/DC's Hell's Bells.
Right.
Every right waived by taking a plea deal. And the rights are so substantial, and so many people have gone before us to secure these rights, including Jason Dolan, 20 years, a Marine. And he's waived them all.
Let me ask you a question. Given what we know now about Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, where he really committed insurrection, he really committed a coup, given that this all began in October, but he also did his second follow-up call on January the 8th, do you think that the reason they're doing this ridiculous idea that somehow or other the non-armed insurrection was an armed insurrection worse than Pearl Harbor and the Civil War and all this other stuff was sort of a deflection from what they knew was going to surely come out at some point in time? Do you think that, or should we give them that much credit to have that kind of forethought to get out here and say, you know what, we'll just turn this into a circus?
I think January 6th serves the more convenient purpose of advancing legislation for domestic terrorism as a crime, a prosecutable crime, than it does to necessarily serve Milley or his associates' interests. But I do think that the mood in the Capitol bordered on the hysterical even prior to January 6th. And well, that, to me, is part of what we're looking at. And, yes, we should have a hearing concerning Milley. And, no, this shouldn't be coming out in a book. How is it that these days everybody just has these book contracts? Right, and this is how we learn about things. Is, oh, here's a
well. I mean, once
out.
You know, once Woodward, you know, I'm sure Woodward goes out there and he probably gets up there and says, you know, I've been thinking about doing a baking book, and there's probably people tripping all over themselves to publish his book because
well,
he's proven
his masterclass.
Okay,
I took his masterclass online, masterclass.com. He's one of the teachers. I was hugely interested in what he had to say about talking to people about the truth. And how do you document it? And what? How do you phrase your questions? And how many times do you go back? And I thought it was a very interesting conversation, but I was surprised his name came out on this book because I'm not sure how much running around Washington, D.C. he's doing at the moment.
No telling. You know, he might have one of those comorbidities, and he might be out there altogether just wearing two masks, one on his, you know, lower face, the other one covering his eyes. No telling.
I just don't know how much access he's got, and since that's the word of the hour between you and I for this show, I just, you know, to me, anyway, perhaps his
that is the big question. Supposedly,
more up to date, but
supposedly he has call transcripts. Supposedly he has those phone call transcripts from Milley to both the Chinese military head and to Pelosi.
I mean, listen, if Milley made that phone call, and that's the lawyer in me saying the if. That's the only reason it gets phrased that way. But if Milley made that phone call, even President Trump, in his interview just yesterday, was about as calm as I am going to be, which is, that would be treason.
Yeah.
you can't preemptively notify a country against which we might launch military, you know, there might be a military deployment even to the level of nuclear weapons. It's not your place to be calling them ahead of time. I mean, maybe if you have a dear friend on the ground, you can, wasn't there a book where the one brother calls the other and says, please leave your house, please get somewhere safe? And that's how the novel begins. I seem to recall there's a really great book.
Is it the one about Black Mountain?
I think of the name of it. You know, it's been so long since I read it. I'm so sorry I'm not thinking of the name of it. Somebody out there is shouting the title even right now as I'm saying.
Well, you can't be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and call the Chinese and say, we've launched an attack on you. FYI.
No, you can't. But it does also, though, raise, again, sort of this bigger question, which is, why are we all running around doing this? Why are we all running around so hysterical and so wound up? You know, whether it's burning a Wendy's because you want access to police internal review concerning an officer who shot a civilian.
Right.
Or breaking a window at the U.S. Capitol because you think that there is something going wrong with the election process. Either which way, to my way of looking at it, how did we get here? That there is this level of fear and hysteria driving this kind of conduct in America?
Good question. You probably have an answer for that, don't you?
No. What I have are increasing data points, right?
Okay.
Because I'm like
hang on to those.
Last
break. Last break is coming up. We will explore them when we get back. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. All of this nonsense, all this minutia that we get to sift through. But she's doing the heavy lifting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Paloma Cabana, we were getting to the data point. She had asked the question, how did we get where we are today, where all of this matters, where all of this is happening? And you have some data points you were going to lay out. I'm anxious to hear what you have to. Now, is this going to also sound like Hell's Bells from AC/DC as well?
No, but it'll be a good cliffhanger for a future episode for you and I get back together again.
Okay.
So some of you out there, including Bill, may have a copy of my book, which is The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impacts the Second Amendment Movement, which you can find at 2ampatriot.com, Amazon, and wherever books are sold. In that book, I started the layout on one of the defendants, Thomas Caldwell, who claimed in his paperwork to be a former FBI section chief. Now, this revelation came around about the time that the Michigan defense attorneys found out that it was the FBI leading the charge for the kidnapping of the governor. It's not an uncommon MO, right, for the FBI to have these spoilers join groups that they think are getting effective or gaining ground and, you know, try to shake things up a little bit. So in August, I had sent off this stack of Freedom of Information requests all over Washington, D.C. to any location that Thomas Caldwell and his attorneys had noted in their paperwork to be part of Thomas Caldwell's resume. And funnily enough, the first FOIA rejection that I got back came from the FBI saying that they couldn't release any of their records, if they have any, concerning Thomas Caldwell, because that would constitute an invasion of his privacy if there are any such records for them to release, and even the mentioning of such records could be an invasion of privacy. But it's hugely convoluted, right? And I thought to myself, see, this is how we get here, right? Is we have offices and agencies that are pursuing the American people in a way that we can't even find out about when we want a simple answer. Did he work for you or not? Right? I don't find any other journalist having pursued this point since all of this began back second week in January, in terms of him being one of the first defendants charged. But then I started getting back other FOIA requests that were telling me that there were no records. Nope, nope, nope. We have no record at Housing and Urban Development that Thomas Caldwell or any business associated with him ever had a contract with us. And I'm listening to the Millie comments kind of swirl in the room at the same time that I'm looking at this, and I'm asking myself this question of why are we all lying to each other about who we are and what we're doing? We had an external enemy 20 years ago that needed to be dealt with. It's gone very badly in the last 2 months as to our status there. Are we going to pull ourselves together? Are we going to decide the relationship between people and government? Are we going to allow the Second Amendment to have a seat at the civil rights table and move this country forward? Or have we reached a point where it's just everybody's out for themselves? And if Thomas Caldwell, according to his attorney, is simply lying about everything because he's trying to write a screenplay, have we reached the point where we in the Second Amendment are just so cool that people want to hang with us, they want to see the big guns, they want to hear all the bravado and the testosterone so that they can what? Model fictitious dystopian characters about us and get that big book contract advance? We got to grow up as a country, Bill.
Yeah. Now, I look at some of this stuff, and as I see some of this stuff, it really there's just no way if it's true, and there's no reason to think that it isn't true, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true,
mm-hmm.
some of these people are some of the most unserious people that are sort of. It's almost like they're playing a game.
Yes. 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 When I dug back further and deeper into Thomas Caldwell's records, and every time you go into Pacer and you pull more things, you know, you keep hearing the little ka-ching as it charges your credit card for everything you're pulling. But I went back in and there was an exhibit that I had not pulled that was 18 pages of email sent into Caldwell's attorney supporting his release pretrial. So these were emails from people who are saying, oh, I know him. Right, he's a good man, and I mow his lawn, one of the persons. You know, I'm his neighbor, another one of the persons. But, you know, buried in there is one page from a guy who says he worked with Caldwell in the Navy for all those years. And, yes, he did have top secret clearance. And essentially, that the guy is bored. And I just thought to myself, you know what? This is not necessarily some major FBI situation. This is someone trying to reinsert himself into a situation of making himself important. And here's where the twist really went with him that day as I'm doing my research, is I thought, you know what? I am also going to start checking some of these groups that supposedly he contacted ahead of January 6th. You know, supposedly he's the ringleader. He coordinated all these different groups, 3%ers, Proud Boys, 2 busloads of local Vietnamese. I'm quoting papers here. So where I started was with the Blue Ridge Militia. Blue Ridge Militia. That's one of his messages going into January 6th is, you know, he wants to be like the Blue Ridge Militia boys. And Judge Maida even relies on that piece of social media in part of his determination, should Caldwell be released pretrial. So I think, great, I'm going to Google Blue Ridge Militia, because doesn't that sound cool? Wouldn't you want to be a member of the Blue Ridge Militia? Okay, well, guess what? That's a fiction. And it's a fiction he plagiarized from another author who already wrote and published a book. Where the Blue Ridge Militia is a character in the book. So the newspaper is going all crazy. The Thomas Caldwell is this badass, anti-government, ultra-white, right-wing, you know, militia-crazed dude who should be in prison for the rest of his life. Caldwell's attorneys are saying, no, the guy is lying. This is no. This is he's, you know, making things up for his screenplay. He wants to be a screenplay writer. And in Caldwell's own release hearing, he keeps interrupting the judge. At first, the judge is like, excuse me, you know, you shouldn't talk. And, you know, all those polite things that judges say, right? I'm sure he's at that time eyeballing counsel, like, get control of your client, right? But what is it that Thomas Caldwell is actually blurting repeatedly through the whole transcript? Screenplay.
Screenplay.
That's what he keeps saying. Screenplay. Every time the judge mentions something that the DOJ and the FBI think they have investigated and found out about what the militia in America is doing to cause an insurrection, courtesy of Thomas Caldwell's posting on social media, Caldwell keeps saying, screenplay.
Screenplay.
And indeed, he has so few original ideas, he's plagiarizing other writers. Who apparently
All right.
equally have thought that we were cool enough to write about.
Yeah, well, we've run out of time. We're going to have to explore this a little bit more as you gain some more data points and everything else. How do they find the book?
2ampatriot.com. No lies on my website and no lies in my book.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.